Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Everybody, welcome to this Saturday's episode of the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe. I am your host, Stuart Howe, and this is show number 35 already. It's October 2nd, the year of 2021. And I hope you guys had a good week. I know it's crazy out there. It is absolutely astounding, the reports I'm getting from all over the world of this rollout of, you know, it's really amazing. The amount of different labels you could put on what we're seeing right now. You know, to a lot of people, it is a global communist takeover. In a lot of ways, it is the Fourth Reich. And it really is a globally orchestrated situation. And the way that they're able to use this whole giant hoax of last year's flu, rebranding it as, this horrible pandemic, which is absolutely not supported by any factual information, is just absolutely astounding. The way that they are rolling this out, you know, despite all the problems, the hoax of the PCR, assay, which is actually not a test, but they're using the false numbers of inflated numbers of false positives, you know, by upping the cycles of this process to show people is positive, and then using that to roll out all kinds of draconian measures is just astounding. And people's jobs are being threatened. And now, you know, don't for a minute think that I don't feel for the people that have had health consequences due to, you know, it looks like it might be a bad version of the flu. Even Dr. Fauci, or whatever he is, little gremlin that he is, has said that it's basically in line with an ILI, an influenza-like illness. And they've built this entire global takeover, on top of that. So absolutely astounding. But I'm glad that you're here with us. Hopefully we've got a guest coming on in a little bit who's dealing with a situation in his own sphere in Montana. And if he comes on, we'll get him to explain the situation a little bit. Government overreach and corruption and, everything that we're, as a nation, faced with right now is just absolutely astounding. It is, my heart goes out to a lot of people that are choosing between getting a vaccination, which actually is not a vaccination. It's an injection. It's an, mRNA altering injection that is being passed off as a, supposed cure. On the one hand, they're saying it's a remedy, and on the other hand, they're admitting that it's not going to stop you from getting this COVID thing. It's not going to keep you from transmitting it. Yet people are faced with losing their jobs, their pensions, their livelihoods, if they're not going to be forced to take this jab. So it's absolutely astounding. And the solution to all of this, whether it's mass or these injections, is we just need to come together as a people and just say no. We just need to really be firm and be willing to stand on the truth of all of this, to look into it and to see that it really is a giant hoax, and to just say no, it's not okay, and we need to get these officials, unseated out of their beloved positions of illegitimate power over us. So we've got that to deal with. But we're in it together, and we are the majority, and we do have them outclassed and outnumbered. That is for sure. So I'm going to give out the numbers here, the call-in, in the event our guest isn't able to come on. And even if he is, I'd like for you to be able to call in later. And let's go over what's going on in different parts of the country and the world. We've had international callers before. I definitely invite anybody who's listening from overseas to call in. And I am located here in North Idaho, and my producer on the desk there is in Texas. But I'm going to give you a couple of call-in numbers, so grab a pen, and let's go ahead and give those numbers out. So the one call-in number is an 800 number. It is 800-313-9443. Again, that's 800-313-9443. And a second number is area code 512-248-8252. Again, that's area code 512-248-8252. So feel free to call in anytime. You can call in now, and you know, we'll go ahead and kind of get rolling here. So, wow, you know, it is astounding to me how many people are not willing to critically assess information on any topic. You know, let's, you know, go back to 9/11 or JFK. And the powers that shouldn't be have really taken notice of that. And, you know, they've used propaganda and their stranglehold on the mainstream media through things like Operation Mockingbird to be able to just get people to bow down and go along with a lot of things, you know, with a lot of untruths. And it's just, it's astounding to me how many people aren't willing to just take a look critically. You know, the critical thinking level is maybe at an all-time low. But it is encouraging that a lot of people are looking into it, you know, the minority. But the minority is beginning to band together, come together, and stand up against this around the world, where it's even worse than here. In Europe and in places like Australia and New Zealand, there's some pretty good resistance starting to form. And I just encourage everybody to you know, do what is right, to do what is you know, within the sphere of natural law. You know, to do no harm to others and to not initiate any type of violence. But then, you know, also to stand in your, you know, power to defend yourself, you know, against tyranny, you know, against the overreach of these powers. So, you know, there's a lot of us that are standing on the side of doing what's right and are decent people. I really believe most people are good and decent folks. So, yeah, I invite you all to call in. If you're near a phone, call in and just give us a little report. It is no big deal. Just let us know what's going on in your neck of the woods with, whether it's with the vaccine, you know, I'm doing the air quotes here, with the injections, or with the mask mandates, or, you know, with resistance. I'd love to hear stories about, you know, how people are beginning to see this for what it is, and to be able to recognize these media sock puppets, basically, for the con artists that they are. You know, I think people are starting to really realize that it really is an era of con artistry and chicanery and skullduggery and scumbaggery. And, yeah, we're starting to be able to stand together against that in new ways and recognize it for what it is. So, yeah, please feel free to call in. So Dennis should be joining us. Hopefully he got the time zone thing right. That is really a tough one for a lot of people, because if they go to the website, they see it as one time. That's the Texas time, Central time. And I am here in Pacific Coast time, even though I'm in North Idaho. So absolutely good to be on and to invite you guys to call in. So, you know, this show is based on paying homage to the White Rose Resistance Movement in Nazi Germany in the early 40s, and Hans and Sophie Scholl, a brother and sister, that were very, very eloquent in putting out a sixth and then a seventh leaflet that they distributed through Germany, through the university system and elsewhere, encouraging people to take a stand against the Third Reich. And I encourage everyone, you know, to do an internet search for the White Rose Resistance Movement. And there are several places on the interwebs where you can find translated versions of the leaflets. And it's so exactly relevant to what we're facing now with this latest rollout of an attempt for a takeover by these communist, totalitarian, fascist, satanic, at the root of it, systems of control, coming out of the World Economic Forum and the United Nations. And they were very, very well spoken and very eloquent in how they encouraged people to stand together against what was being rolled out in Germany. And now we're seeing that being rolled out again with a high-tech overlay. So we are, we're here together dealing with this as best we can and doing a pretty good job in some areas, and people are waking up. So yeah, if you're near that phone, you're thinking about it, call in. It looks like my guest possibly has the time zones mixed up and has not called in. I know Dennis is dealing with a lot, so and you'll understand that if I can get him to come on and explain his situation, and we can try to rally some support for him. But those call-in numbers, again, are area code 512-248-8252 and 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And, while I've got a minute here, I want to thank Casey Whalen. And Casey has a wonderful YouTube channel, and you can go and look at Dennis Thornton's story. There's a great couple of interviews with him, and all of Casey Whalen's work is excellent. And he is on YouTube, and his channel is named North Idaho Exposed. And you can find that just by going to YouTube and typing that in. And yeah, I want to thank Casey Whalen. He's been really helpful. He's gotten me given me a lot of help getting great guests on, and today we've got a timing issue, it looks like, so I don't have Dennis on the line. So anybody else who'd like to call in, please feel free. So what we really champion here is the ideals of the trivium and natural law, and I would recommend everybody go to learn more about both of these subjects, both the trivium and natural law, at Mark Passio's great websites. One Great Work Network is one of his sites. And let's see what I can find. His other site is What on Earth is Happening. WhatOnEarthIsHappening.com is an amazing website. And he has about 40 content creators that are putting out really, really good information on One Great Work Network, and then also on his first channel, his original channel, What on Earth is Happening. So the trivium, for those that don't know, is a bit of an occulted system for learning, and it's something that was always taught classically in education, going back to Greek times and days of Aristotle and logic and teaching how to learn. The trivium is comprised of three components, and they are expressed classically as grammar, logic, and rhetoric. And the modern day equivalents of those are, if you were to use an analogy of how a computer operates, which is sort of what our brain is a bio version of, is data and processing and output. So they need to be done in order. You have to have your data assembled. It has to be good data. And then that's your grammar. And then it's processed by our reasoning and our thinking into understanding and wisdom and being able to express that and communicate that and take action based on good information. And what our media has done, they've perverted that system, and they have popularized the rhetoric first, and the storyline and the narrative, whether it's about this COVID thing or whether it's about 9/11, and they've gotten people to accept a narrative or the rhetoric, and what they've done, a lot of people have done, is accepted that rhetoric and then firewalled off any data, any grammar, any facts that don't fit with that narrative, and they've really done a great job of that, unfortunately. So I really would encourage everybody to look into the trivium as a way to learn about different subject matter, a way to understand what's going on in the world around us. It's one of the most important things you can do is have a good operating system so you can have good output. You know, so you can have a clear understanding of what's going on with different subjects or, you know, with the world in general, and be free from groupthink, be free from binary thinking, you know, thinking entirely to one extreme on a subject or entirely to another extreme, but being able to, you know, weigh facts and, you know, to look at data objectively and exercise critical thinking. So the trivium is definitely one of the most important things anybody can learn in life, is the trivium, which is why it's been occulted, which is why it's been hidden from all but, you know, a few of the schools for the elites still teach it, you know, because they want to hang on to that. By wielding a knowledge differential, they can use that to leverage a power differential over us. And they've done a sinister, spectacular job of that. So part of the remedy is learning the trivium and learning how to incorporate that in our lives. The other thing is natural law, which boiled down is basically to be expressed as God's law, as moral law, as just the way the universe operates. Is when we're doing things that don't harm other people, other, you know, animals, sentient beings, when we're striving to get what we need in life, if we do that, you know, consciously and mindfully without harming others, things go better for us. And we, you know, we get this power unfolds in our daily events. And it just is one of the most important things, you know, to come to learn about is natural law. And it's expressed very well by Mark Passio on both of his websites. So I absolutely would recommend everybody take a look at Mark Passio's work. And if anybody wants to call in, go ahead and grab that phone and give us a call. I'd like to hear what's going on in different parts of the country. You are welcome to call in. It's 417. I've got a break coming up in about 3 minutes. So, yeah, I wonder how far they're going to get in different areas of the world. You know, I really, really feel badly for, you know, our brothers and sisters down in Australia. The police thuggery is so over the top, you know, as it is in Europe as well. Some of the footage I've seen coming out of Europe is astounding, you know, to see the level of brutality that the police and military, and the line between the two is getting pretty vague. What they've rolled out against their citizens is astonishing. Yeah, but I think we're going to see more resistance to that. And if you're here, you're open-minded, and I applaud you for that. I appreciate your being here. So, yeah, we're coming up on a break in just a couple of minutes. And I must thank you for being here with us. You know, it is really astonishing to see what happens when we do, you know, I know from personal experience, when I started to address some of the things that were uncomfortable in life and to turn the corner and take an honest look at what's going on in the world, things start working out a lot better for us. It's a really empowering thing to feel when we start, you know, speaking, you know, truthfully about difficult situations. You know, the old saying that you shouldn't talk about religion or politics is a good example of how it's really become sort of taboo to talk about some of these things in certain circles. And that's why things have gotten so out of hand, is because people have become unwilling to address a lot of issues. You know, the big picture dishonesty and corruption in government and the merger of the corporate state and the governmental state has really gotten critical. It's on the verge of overtaking free humanity. And it's been a calculated, orchestrated rollout over a long, long time period. We're going to break, folks. We'll be back in just a few minutes here on the other side of this break. I'm Stuart Howe, host of the White Rose Resistance Hour on RBN.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Meanwhile, back in the year one, when you belonged to no one, you didn't stand a chance, son, if your pants were undone, 'cause you were bred for humanity and sold to society. One day you'll wake up in the present day, a million generations removed from expectations of being who you really want to be. Skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice of a new day. Hey, 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 hey. So as you push off from the shore, won't you turn your head once more and make your peace with everyone? But those who choose to stay will live just one more day to do the things they should have done. And as you cross the wilderness, suspending in your emptiness, you really have to pray. Looking for a sign that the universal mind has written you into the passion play. Skating away, skating away. And as you cross the circle line, well, the asphalt breathes behind. You're a rabbit on the run. And the silver splendors fly in the corner of your eye, shining in the setting sun.
All right, everybody. Well, do you ever welcome back. We've got a short segment here on the White Rose Resistance Hour. And I'm going to give those call-in numbers again and encourage anybody to call in and let us know what's going on in your neck of the woods. Any thoughts you have, any questions you have, it'd be good to have a chat with you. I want to thank all of our callers from the past weeks, our international callers and domestic callers. It's been good to have you on. Those numbers here are area code 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. And then there's also an 800 number. It's 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. So feel free to call in if you like. And you know, I talk a lot about the White Rose Resistance movement in Germany and the leaflets they put out. So I'm going to, while we're waiting for either our guest to call in, who's having some challenges of his own and hasn't been able to come on with us. Dennis, my heart goes out to you, brother. If you're able to call in, that'd be great. While we're waiting for that or someone to call in, I am going to actually share with you some of the White Rose Resistance leaflets. And in fact, leaflet number one is astounding. And bear in mind, this was written in, I believe, 1941 was the first leaflet. And it's, you know, when I think you could just replace Germany in the leaflet with the United States, it would be pretty darn close to what we're seeing now. And these people were in a similar situation where they were rolling out the Third Reich in Germany, and a group of these college students, led by Sophie Scholl and her brother Hans, put together a resistance, you know, a philosophical and moral resistance, and the leaflets they wrote were really wonderful. So let me check Skype for a call here. Okay, nothing there yet. So let's go to leaflet number one by the White Rose. And it starts out, leaflet number one here: nothing is more shameful to a civilized nation than to allow itself to be governed by an irresponsible clique of sovereigns who have given themselves over to dark urges, and that without resisting. Isn't it true that every honest German is ashamed of his government these days? Who among us can imagine the degree of shame that will come upon us and our children when the veil falls from our faces and the awful crimes that infinitely exceed any human measure are exposed to the light of day? If the German nation is so corrupt and decadent in its innermost being that it is willing to surrender the greatest possession a man can own, a possession that elevates mankind above all creatures, namely free will, if it is willing to surrender this without so much as raising a hand, rashly trusting a questionable lawful order of history, if it surrenders the freedom of mankind to intrude upon the wheel of history and subjugate it to its own rational decision, if Germans are so devoid of individuality that they have become an unthinking and cowardly mob, then yes, they deserve their destruction. Now, how insightful is that? I mean, you know, it really calls into question, you know, everybody's willingness to take a stand against what they see, to be willing to look at it. And then it goes on, the second paragraph here. Goethe speaks of the Germans as a tragic nation, like the Jews and the Greeks. But these days, Germans appear more like a shallow, irresolute herd of opportunists who have had all the marrow sucked from their bones. Now that they have been robbed of their essence, they are willing to be pursued to their destruction. This is how it appears, but it is not so. Rather, every individual has been jailed in an intellectual prison after having been slowly, deceptively, and systematically raped. And isn't that what our media has done to us, what our government has done to us? Crazy folks. We've got a break coming up. I'll continue on the other side unless we have a call in or our guest calls in. Thanks for hanging through the break, folks. We'll see you on the other side. Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe on RBN, show number 35 here on October 2nd, 2021. Yeah, I apologize, our guest was not able to join us, so please feel free to call in. Love to have some call-in reports of what's going on around the country and the world. Those numbers again are 512-248-8252 and 800-313-9443. So just to let you know a little bit about, you know, what I've done along these lines, because I have had a lot of fun with this over the years. I was involved with a group called We Are Change LA back when I was living in Southern California. And we took it upon ourselves on the heels of learning the truth about what happened on 9/11 to confront corrupt politicians and media scoundrels with the truth and to, you know, put their feet to the fire a little bit. And it was a really astonishing thing, you know, to be able to, you know, go toe-to-toe with, I confronted the head of the Council on Foreign Relations, the head of the CIA, you know, personally, you know, physically, you know, confrontationally, but politely, you know, in public. And it really was empowering. It was a wonderful thing to see. I think a lot of those videos that we did are still available to see on YouTube. We Are Change LA might be a search term to pull those up, but it's pretty astonishing, you know, because no matter how high profile these people are, most of them are complete con artists, and they fold, you know, when you know what you're talking about and you can confront them with facts. It really is amazing to see that happen, and it's empowering. So, you know, I recommend everybody get out there to the degree that you can. You know, I was just several weeks ago, I was able to get to a local city council meeting and address this whole COVID-19 air quote pandemic situation. And it's good to be involved in this kind of stuff. So if you can get out there, that is great. You know, be willing to talk about it with friends and family and to just, you know, not go along with the herd. And I think a lot of people are coming to the point where they realize that it's just not going to work out well. Just going quietly along with the majority of people. It's just not not something that's comfortable anymore. So as we wait for a call in here, hopefully we'll get someone to call in and suggest something we can chat about, hear some experiences of people around the country. Let's see, what else is going on, folks? It is an amazing time to be alive, that is for sure. You know, as it was, I'm sure, during the Third Reich, and now we're here for the relative Fourth Reich. And going back to this leaflet here, you know, in leaflet one, it goes on, if everyone waits till someone else makes a start, the messengers of the avenging nemesis will draw incessantly closer. And then the last sacrifice will have been thrown senselessly into the jaws of the insatiable demon. Therefore, in this last hour, every individual must arm himself as best he can, aware of his responsibility as a member of the Christian and Western civilization. He must work against the hostage of humanity, against fascism and all similar systems of an absolute state. Other passive resistance, wherever you may be, prevent the continuation of this atheistic war machine before it is too late. Before the last of our cities lie in ruins like Cologne, and before the last of the youth of our peoples have been bled to death by the hubris of a subhuman, do not forget that every nation deserves the government that it endures. And that makes a great point. You know, we've been willing to endure quite a bit. You know, especially, you know, back in the in the late 90s, when the economy was good. I mean, we knew we had a corrupt government that was waging war around the world, but a lot of people really didn't say anything. You know, a lot of people didn't stand up, and you know, they've just gotten stronger and marched forward with all of this new nonsense, and now we're facing what we're facing here. And it really is too bad that we're here. And I really want to encourage everybody to not take this this injection, you know, and band together and do what we can to stand in solidarity and to be willing to speak the truth when it's uncomfortable, you know, learn a little bit more about what's going on with this global rollout and some of the best places to go. I'm going to give you some websites here. There is some really good media. You know, media in the corporate arena is completely sold out and dishonest, but you know, there are a lot of independent media outlets that are really doing great work and putting out phenomenal reports. One of the best is James Corbett. at thecorbettreport.com. James is wonderful, and you know, I've been a fan of his for years. He had me on. I was interview number 31 on the Corbett Report some years back. That is a phenomenal place to go. Also, Patrick Henningsen at 21stCenturyWire.com. He has a really great radio show every Sunday called The Sunday Wire. That is phenomenal. So 21st Century Wire is a great place to go for news and information. And then there's the Dollar Vigilante, Jeff Berwick. He has BitChute videos, and he's excellent. And you know, if you're interested in crypto, he is a master with crypto. And so the Dollar Vigilante is a great channel on BitChute now. I think he's been bounced off of YouTube. That's getting quite popular, to bounce anybody telling the truth off of YouTube. You know, there is a lot of great information out there, and you know, a lot of reports and news feeds and videos that you just won't see, you know, on YouTube are available through these sites on BitChute and Rumble and wherever else. So yeah, please you know, follow some of these guys. Take a look at what they're putting out. They're putting out some great stuff. It's excellent. Also, Max Egan of thecrowhouse.com. That's a really good place to go for information. He's in Australia, and he's up against it. He's doing his best to counter what's going on down there. And boy, I'm just my heart goes out to those people to see the level of thuggery that these order followers are willing to dish out, you know, because this their job, you know, air quotes again, is just astounding. They are just some of the most brutal people. And, you know, I really wish them failure, these order followers, because nothing could be done without them. You know, we point to, you know, the Rockefellers or the, you know, the Bilderbergers or, you know, Klaus Schwab. But these people aren't out there enforcing this stuff and causing fear on the streets. It's the order followers. So if you're in the police or the military, let me urge you, please, to break ranks and step away from that. That's a really important thing. There's nothing honorable about carrying out the mandates of totalitarians and dictators. Absolutely nothing. So none of this could be possible without the order followers following their orders, you know, against their conscience. And you know, the Nuremberg trial showed us that, you know, just following orders is not a viable excuse for doing this kind of thing. And, yeah, please break ranks. It's just not okay to continue doing that sort of stuff. So we've gotten to 4:43 here, North Idaho time. And Dennis Thornton, my guest that was not able to come on, is a really interesting guy. He is a friend of Casey Whalen's, and he's got a situation where he has had his property taken by credit unions here, and hopefully he'll be able to come on next week and explain, you know, that to us a little bit and share with us his journey. But for now, you can go to Casey Whalen's website, and that would be North Idaho Exposed, his YouTube channel, actually, and take a look at that and all of Casey Whalen's other great works. Hey, it looks like I do have a caller. I've got Chance in West Virginia on line one. Chance, are you on with us?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me, Stuart?
Yeah, I can. Thanks for calling in, Chance.
Okay. Well, Stu, I don't know if you're going to like what I'm going to say. I don't mean to be a downer, and I'm not trying to make anybody pessimistic, but I'll tell you what I foresee coming, if you don't mind, okay?
No, please. Let's hear it.
Okay. I mean, I'm not trying to imply to give up or to be a downer, though. I want to make that perfectly clear first. I foresee people not waking up soon enough and dying off. And then they'll be going after the unvaccinated. And when they do go after the unvaccinated, I don't think it will be American troops. I don't think it will be police. I think it'll be the blue helmets mixed in with Chinese to do the dirty work. That's what I kind of foresee coming down the pike. I'd like your comment. And like I said, Stu, I don't mean to be a downer or imply to give up, but that's just what That's just what I feel is going to happen. What do you think, Stu?
No, it's good to talk about this stuff, you know, to kind of war game it out and look at the potential for this sort of thing. And I appreciate your calling in, Chance. I'm wondering, that would mean that for the Blue Helmets to come in that scenario, do you foresee the U.S. military and National Guard standing down and letting that happen?
No, this is what I see when it comes to the U.S. military, Stu. A certain percentage are not going to get the jab. They're going to quit or be discharged, right? The other ones who get the jab are going to be too sick to do anything. And the other percentage, that's iffy. Some of them might not want to attack their own citizens. So I think that rules out the American military. The police, the same thing. A lot of them who do get jabbed will wind up sick or dead. The other ones will have doubts about doing it. Then they'll start distrusting the powers to be. So I think the only thing left would be the Blue Helmets, probably mixed in with Chinese, to go against all those that remain. That's how far I think it could be taken.
And what percentage of America do you foresee not getting vaccinated? I guess maybe you have better numbers than me, but it looks like right now over half of America is vaccinated. Does that sound about right? How do you see that playing out, and what kind of timeline do you see that potentially happening in, if it were to happen?
Well, hey, look, I'm not a genie, you know, Stu. I'm just telling you how I think it might play out. And don't have to be unvaccinated? I don't know.
Yeah, I know there's a pretty good percentage of people that just aren't going to do it. They're just not going to go along with the, you know, with these injections in the military, out of the military. I think a good indicator of that is the percentage of healthcare workers. I guess it's somewhere near half have declared that they're just not going to take it. And I think that's a good indicator that there is going to continue to be a strong percentage of Americans, whether they're in the military or not in the military, that are just not going to do it. And I think the longer this goes on, the more people that are in the military are going to make preparations for breaking ranks and to do exactly that. So, it's good to, you know, kind of contemplate what may happen. And I think you're right in that the only chance that the powers that shouldn't be have for a takeover of this country is with Blue Helmets. But I'm not pessimistic. I don't think that'll happen. But if it does come to that, I think that's the only chance they've got, is to bring in outside help, as they've done all over the world. I mean, that's, you know, you, I'm sure, are drawing on examples of other places in the world where outside military has had to be brought in. So there does seem to be some precedent set for what you're talking about, whether it's Blue Helmets or helmets from any other nation rather than the ones that they're fighting in. Does that sound about right?
Oh, okay. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me, Sue? Yeah, I can. You got me okay?
Yeah, I got you. It seems I must have said something that they didn't like and they cut me off. I had to call back. And now look, Stu, I can't say definitely this is going to happen. Of course not. But this is what I see. It's a prediction. And I think it's pretty close to what really might happen. I really do.
We're going to get cut off by a break here. So, most of that we'll have to talk about. And I really do want to unpack that a little bit on the other side of a break. We're coming up against a couple-minute break. Can you stay with us, Chance, through the next break?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because I'm optimistic, definitely, but it's good to talk about this stuff. It's good to, you know, kind of look at the possibilities of what may happen and, you know, kind of prepare for that. Hope for the best, plan for the best, but prepare for the worst. So that's kind of where we're at, is waiting to see how it plays out, you know, what percentage of people are going to take the jab, what percentage of people will stand up, against all of this nonsense. So, yeah, we've got a break coming up here in just a second, if things stay on schedule. But we'd like to talk to you about that a little bit on the other side. We're going to have a very short segment on the other side. But, yeah, why don't you go ahead and lead into that, just in case we're not taking this next break. Let's unpack that a little bit. What do you think, what do you see as far as that goes?
Well, okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. All right, yes, sir. Now, by saying this, me saying
this. Of course, there we go. Now the music's coming in for the break, so sorry about that. Hang with us. We'll be right back on the other side of the break with Chance.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
These are the days. Hal, this is Hal. Thanks for riding through the break with us. And if you can support RBN, that would be wonderful. It's a great station. It's really nice to have this resource. But I was talking with Chance in West Virginia. Chance, we're about to finish up here, but please give us a parting, summation, a little bit of a wrap-up. We've just got a couple minutes, so please just take about 30 seconds and give us a parting shot here. And I've got one more guy I want to bring on real quick. So thank you, Chance, okay, for calling in. And let's have a parting shot from you, and I appreciate you.
Okay. First, for the knuckleheads who, let me clarify so they don't misconstrue what I'm saying. I'm not saying give up. I'm not saying throw in the towel. I'm just saying look for that scenario and stick true to your convictions. Because I feel it's going to be blue helmets mixed with Chinese and maybe thrown in for some good measure, some CIA Taliban or CIA Al-Qaeda thrown in the measure. That's what I feel, because they're going to take full advantage of this COVID scenario. And that's all I had to say now, Stu. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to say it.
You got it. Thank you very much, Chance. Have a great week. We'll see you next week. Yeah, John in California on line three. Are you with us?
Hey, hi, Stuart. It's been a long time since we've talked. Second, what Chance said, I think the idea here, and first off, I'm tired of that word jabbing. Sounds like you're getting poked in the eye with a sharp stick. It's an injection.
It does, doesn't it? Hey, you know, we just have a couple minutes here. So, yeah if you could just give us a minute or so, and then we're going to wrap it up.
Yeah, I haven't, not vaccine, least point. I'm just telling, and I've had it out with my family that I said, the vaccine, the way it is not good for you. It's for power and profit. If you want to come up with a vaccine that's safe, it's got none of that additive stuff in it, then come up with it. If they haven't, it's not profitable. The other thing is, I think, and what John Stadmiller, Steve Elkin just said, half the population isn't vaxxed. So that's another problem. I think that's why they keep pushing it and pushing it and threatening to, bringing the police, knocking your doors and all that. Is that, if there was 80% of the population vaccinated, you probably wouldn't get all this and be quietly taken care of. So there you have it on that, Stuart. So that's the thing to watch out for, especially in the interior of this country. A lot of people have said, no, not the way it's going. It's too dangerous, and you won't show any results. You won't show all the alternative stuff. There's plenty out there. They've depopulated, deplatformed all these people, taking them off YouTube, Facebook, and all that. That's another warning sign there. Anyway, thanks a lot.
You got it. Thank you for calling in, and feel free to call next week. Thank you, John. There he goes, everybody. John in California. Well, folks, thank you for being with us for another episode of the White Rose Resistance Hour, and I love you guys. I encourage everybody to be strong and have fun and get close to your family and friends. Build some community and build some alternative networks so we're less dependent on the banks and, the media, corporate media systems. And so there you have it. We're about to end the show, but I just want to let you know I'm very appreciative of everybody that listens. I've had people express that they listen every week and appreciate it when people call in too. So next week, hopefully we'll have our guest from today on. And I wish you a wonderful week, folks. I love you, and we'll see you next week on the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe on Republic Broadcasting.
We'll live just one more day to do the things we should have done. And as you cross the wilderness, a spending in your emptiness, you really have to pray. Looking for a sign that the universal mind has written you into the passion play. Skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice of a new day.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today.